One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them.
The big Brown sitting out front. McLean and McLean couldn't make it tonight because they're sick and tired of working and we're the replacement act, and we're the Breck girls, as you can probably tell by our cute saucy haircuts.
That's right.
And if you all behave yourself this evening, we're going to tell you how we got to be the Breck girls, as a matter of fact.
Don't keep this audience in suspense, Gary. Tell them right now.
We sucked off Mr. Breck is what happened.
You got it.
You got to give a little head to get ahead in this business, right?
That's right.
Now, don't get the wrong idea. We're not like, you know, Freddie Mercury and Queen with a head full of ideas and a belly full of cum, right?
No, no.
Or
Rod Stewart, the knob gobbler.
Or Elton John, bend over, I'll drive you home. None of that stuff. Straight ahead type of group. And we're going to start off with a crude adaptation of an old folk song. This is not a drive out all the deadwood. Anyone who's going to be offended by the show will be offended immediately after this number, so you can piss off right away,
that's right?
Right.
And you don't get your $2.50 back either. That's ours.
Oh, yeah. We spend that on hash.
Right.
Got to buy your hash. Hash is expensive these days.
The smash of the hash.
The smash of the hash. It's an old folk song that was taught to us by the Good Brothers. It's probably one of their biggest hits. It's the story of the fox.
Went out on a date one night, and he bucked, and he sucked, 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 and it must be money fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, bucked, and he sucked, and he bucked, and he sucked, and it must be money fine town, oh. So he bucked, and he sucked, and 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 he bucked, and he sucked, he bucked, and he sucked, and it must be money fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, bucked, and he sucked, and he bucked, and he sucked, and it must be money fine town, oh.
Well, they don't write songs like that anymore.
Go ahead.
I got a verse.
All right, I didn't, yeah.
So he bucked, and he sucked, and 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 it must be money fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Bucked, and he sucked, and he bucked, and he sucked, and it must be money fine town, oh.
Now, you all know the words. We're going to modulate the D and sing it together. By the way, we're recording tonight, so we want to hear your voices, okay? Everybody sing with us, all right? Here we go.
So he bucked, and he sucked, and 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 it must be money fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Bucked, and he sucked, and he bucked, and he sucked, and it must be money fine town, oh.
Good, they all stay. No candy asses here today, they all go.
Yeah,
all
right. So good.
Now let's sell this number 8 with a bullet in Scarbox, Ontario.
Daniel Boone was a goon. He was an asshole. With an eye for a beaver, yes, an Indian favorite was he. From the tip of his hat, he was rawhide shoes. He stung the whole day through. With his buckskin this and his buckskin that, an asshole and his stew. Daniel Boone was a goon. He was an asshole. With an eye for a beaver, yes, an Indian favorite was he. What a goon, what a dinky, what a skull, what a stinky had he. Daniel Boone.
Anyway, Daniel Boone, you know what?